This is an Aero News Touch and Go for August 18, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. A Russian general says Poland's agreement to allow U.S. missile defense systems to be placed on Polish soil actually increases Poland's exposure to such an attack. General Anatoly Nogowitsyn, Russia's deputy chief of staff, told the Interfax news agency, quote, "Poland, by deploying, is exposing itself to a strike, 100%, unquote. The warning is especially chilling given that Russia has fired ballistic missiles into the former Soviet state of Georgia in support of its occupation there. Russia says it's not buying the idea that the missile defense system is aimed at defending U.S. allies against missile attacks from rogue nations such as Iran. Russia says the system is intended to neutralize its own nuclear missiles. Ricky Ellison, president of the Missile Defense Advocacy Alliance, notes regarding the Georgian conflict, quote, "This outward military aggression with the use of ballistic missiles from Russia on a former USSR country sends a very serious message to all former members of the Soviet bloc, especially Poland," unquote. A group of Thielert engine owners has convinced a German court it deserves a spot on the 7-member committee administering the engine maker's insolvency. The owners of the Centurion turbo diesels organized as a Thielert Engine Owners Group, or THENOG, after the company ceased operations in May, issued what the group terms multiple and unnecessary airworthiness directives, then jacked up parts prices required for maintenance. Operation of the affected planes, including many Diamond aircraft, became economically prohibitive, effectively grounding the fleet. Dr. Todd House, president of YourJet LLC, an air taxi company in Louisville, Kentucky, which operates a Diamond DA-42, is on the board of THENOG. Quote, "Through our advocacy on the creditors committee and our legal standing with the German insolvency court, we can accelerate the process of bringing relief to owners of aircraft that use Thielert engines," unquote. The international law firm of White & Case represents the group in the insolvency proceeding. The growth in the use of unmanned aerial vehicles to launch deadly attacks is producing a new form of post-traumatic stress syndrome. The Associated Press reports the Air National Guardsmen who operate Predator drones over Iraq via remote control, launching deadly missile attacks from the safety of Southern California 7,000 miles away, work in air-conditioned trailers, observe battlefields through video monitors. They then return to their homes and families at the end of their shifts. The problem is what they see at work. Colonel Albert Imar is commander of the 163rd Reconnaissance Wing and has a BS in psychology. He observes that in a fighter jet, quote, "When you come in at 500 or 600 miles an hour, drop a 500-pound bomb and then fly away, you don't see what happens," unquote. But in a Predator attack, the pilot has a high-resolution view of the aftermath. Compounding the problem is that the military often orders Predators to linger over battlefields to assess the effectiveness of the attacks. Imar adds that the stresses are, quote, "causing some family issues, some relationship issues." He declined to elaborate, but said the issues so far involved a small percentage of operators. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Fuel surcharges are causing a decline in air cargo. NASA delays the launch of its Lunar Reconnaissance Orbiter. And the NTSB offers details on a midair involving two gliders over Texas. Also, check out our ANN special feature. Today, CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves explains why you should have a discussion with your flight instructor before you go for your aeromedical exam. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.